Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It was like something out of The Wire. Things could have ended very, very badly. That was how one eyewitness account in the Irish Independent today described a joyriding incident in Dublin on Sunday night, during which a black Toyota drove in the wrong direction on the N2 Finglas Road, swerving around other cars as it sped past. And there have been a series of similar incidents recently, and a Garda source is quoted as saying they believe perpetrators have been recreating scenes from the video game Grand Theft Auto, knowing that local Gardaí cannot pursue them in the wrong direction on motorways. Well, I'm joined now by Mark Ferris, the Garda Representative Association spokesperson for the Dublin Metropolitan Region West. Thanks for speaking to us, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, those descriptions referencing things like The Wire and Grand Theft Auto, they sound fairly incredible. Can you describe for us what's been happening in recent days on the roads?
I can, Claire. And first of all, I'd like to acknowledge the fine detections and good police work of all Gardaí involved. Well, Claire, this situation that is escalating at a frightening level. As you described there, there was an incident in West Dublin around 9 p.m. where Gardaí followed a stolen vehicle, and this ended up in a neighbouring county in Meath. And during this incident, two Gardaí were injured by reckless endangerment of a stolen vehicle where they were rammed. I know you mentioned joyriding there, but I and my colleagues would see it as dangerous driving or endangerment to life.
Mm-hmm. And how are your colleagues getting on since that happened?
Well, my thoughts are with my two brave injured colleagues who were hospitalised during the incident. Thankfully, they've been released and they were getting all the supports necessary from the association.
Now, generally speaking, and we're talking about a number of incidents here, is the belief that these are joyriding related, Mark, or are they getaway attempts following other crimes, things like burglary?
It's hard to tell in all incidents, but we do know that most have been stolen cars, often driven by juveniles, emboldened by others who have used this incredible dangerous tactic before to evade arrest, Claire. Is this a new phenomenon? Well, we are aware that over the past few years, this particular reckless course of action has been almost a modus operandi of certain dangerous burglary and criminal gangs. But these recent incidents appear to be copycat drivers who may be acutely aware of the difficulties which Gardaí faced when dealing with such incidents.
Mm-hmm. And is it hard to tell what's going on exactly because the perpetrators aren't being caught?
Yes, like in the last recent few days there, one of the incidents where we see it as reckless endangerment are beeping the horn going past the Garda stations, encouraging and inciting it.
So they're inviting the Gardaí to chase them?
Well, this is a new trend, yes, that's coming along.
So you must be very concerned, you and your colleagues there. You know, what is going to happen here? You've already had two members hospitalised. I mean, clearly the worry is that there will be a serious injury or worse as a result of something like this.
Yes, Claire. Well, we're very concerned as an association, and numerous members have come to me and flagged that and informed me of these incidents. We have real genuine concerns regarding the lack of training and the suitability of patrol cars, given the prevalence of rammings and dangerous driving offences. And unfortunately, we have lost Gardaí in incidents involving individuals who are dangerous and reckless road traffic offenders. So we, as an association, are acutely aware of the dangerous nature of these incidents. Our members and colleagues are being placed in an impossible position where they are duty-bound to detect and prevent crime.
Now,
The public expect them to act on this.
When you describe, I think most people will be really surprised to hear that, you know, some of these people are beeping the horns going past the Garda station. Is that new? Has that ever happened before?
Well, not in my time. I've known and heard from older colleagues speaking about joyriding back in the 80s and in certain areas in Dublin. But this is new that I've seen, and I've experienced it myself, even as working nights, cars going, driving down the dual carriageway against oncoming traffic.
Mm-hmm. And so if I make a decision to drive past a Garda station and beep my horn and try and incite you to come out, I'm doing that. I know a couple of things if I'm doing that. I know perhaps your patrol car isn't going to be as fast and powerful as what I'm driving. I might know that you don't have the training to pursue me in a high speed chase. And I might also think that you can't chase me the wrong way down a motorway.
That's correct, yeah. And we see these assailants or recidivist criminals exploiting the areas within that we don't have the capacity of our members' ability to respond to criminals, using the road network, who appear in some cases are taunting and challenging Gardaí, and they're acutely aware that Gardaí are not in a position to follow them the wrong way down dual carriageways.
What is the situation with that, Mark?
Well, it's exceptional circumstances, and this is the fine line. What is seen as an exceptional circumstances? Because, as you stated there, is it someone just joyriding a vehicle, or is it someone that has committed a serious crime?
And
these are the decisions.
If you, Mark, as a Garda, believe that somebody was just joyriding, that is not an exceptional circumstance. That doesn't permit you to chase them the wrong way down a motorway, does it?
Well, joyriding, the thing with joyriding is it in a stolen car or is it in their own vehicle? And, you know, Gardaí would obviously have to investigate that during the time. We'd have to be able to obtain the registration number and establish what crime. And that's what we do. We investigate that. But that whole attitude of inciting Gardaí out, as you stated, as joyriding, we don't see it. It's reckless endangerment to life.
Well, it sounds like you need clarity on that, because if somebody's driving the wrong way down any road, particularly a motorway, they are endangering life, aren't they? There's a huge risk there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, it's reckless endangerment to life.
So what do you feel needs to be done? You've mentioned the patrol cars, you've mentioned training. What else needs to happen?
Well, the response from management and oversight is containment strategies. And a policy that is not matched by an investment in vehicles, driver training, control room training, or the technology that makes such policies workable in other jurisdictions. We need more high-powered vehicles, pursuit-trained drivers, live video downlink from vehicles to control rooms, where trained pursuit managers make appropriate decisions. And we believe the situation, could get worse.
Mm-hmm. Because of all the copycats.
Correct, yeah. There's been it's been an increase in this type of incidents over the last number of weeks, especially in West Dublin.
Mark, thank you very much for telling us about it. Mark Ferris there, Garda Representative Association spokesperson for the Dublin Metropolitan Region West.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.